From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. These days, the U.S. economy is growing at a slow and fitful pace, and signs of a rebound remain scant. But one place where the glass is very much half full right now is Wall Street. Since the major fighting ended in Iraq, stock prices have been undergoing a kind of rally not seen since the late 90s. The Dow Industrials were up again today, but the Nasdaq Composite fell slightly. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The stock market has been through several false springs in recent years, with prices rising dramatically only to fall back again when investors had second thoughts. But a lot of people think this rebound has some basis in reality. Since March 11th, the Standard & Poor's 500 index is up nearly 25%, the Dow is up 22%, and there's even been a rally in technology stocks that has pushed the Nasdaq up almost 30%. Market analyst Larry Wachtel of Prudential Securities says stocks fell so much in the weeks leading up to the Iraq war that they could only rebound when the major fighting ended.
The trigger was the pent-up demand during the build-up toward the war. And the other factor, and this is very crucial, is the zero return in riskless investments.
Wachtel says that with interest rates so low, there's very little return on money market funds, and so people looking for some place to put their money are reconsidering stocks. Wachtel says a lot of investors also believe that the rebound in stocks has to come along sooner or later. They are investors such as Otavio Arena, who was sitting in a park in Manhattan this week, his briefcase spread on his lap. He says the economy right now is still pretty lousy.
I mean, it's really bad. I'm in sales. I sell bindery equipment for the printing and digital markets, and I'm getting more activity, more so than the last couple of years, but it's still not what it used to be.
But Arena, who already owns some banking stocks, says he plans to buy more after the current fiscal quarter ends.
I feel that it's a good time to do it. The market is on a slight upswing. I think I better get into it now. Like they say, get in at the low end, and I'm hoping I'm getting in at the low end.
This kind of sentiment has sent stock prices climbing, even though the overall economy remains sluggish. While there have been some harbingers of a rebound lately, such as a stronger-than-expected manufacturing report this week, many economists say the prognosis for growth is still unclear. The labor market is decidedly weak, and there has been no sign of a big surge in corporate profits. Jeff Dearmeyer, chief investment officer at UBS Global Asset Management, says he doesn't expect prices to go too much higher too quickly. Dearmeyer says investors are more cautious than they used to be.
I would be amazed if we were going to rally anywhere back up to where the market was before. The market's memory of the pain of that loss, I think, is so strong, and the recognition that it was incorrect and foolish to be as high as it was will stick in the memory of the market's mind for quite some time.
Many people on Wall Street point out that there's some precedent for what's happening right now. In the months after the first Gulf War, the country was mired in recession, but stock prices began to rise sharply. Eventually, the broader economy caught up with the market, leading to a big rebound in growth. A lot of investors hope the same thing is happening right now. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.